from Ralston in Renfrewshire. A boy who was educated by Paisley Grammar School. And when that boy was 16, he starred in an anti-smoking film made by the Glasgow Health Board, which was screened in schools. The following year, he starred in an episode of CITV Drama-Rama. And the rest is showbiz history. It's David Tennant, the movie.
That, you've got to admit, that sounds good, David
Yeah,
Tennant.
It's good. He struggled a little with Renfrewshire.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he'd come across that word before.
That was Red Pepper, who's like the international voiceover artist,
yes,
who read out your Wikipedia page.
Very nice.
To turn it into a movie. Good morning, David Tennant.
Good morning. It's lovely to be here. Delighted to hear Five Live are covering the Crawley game this afternoon.
It's
I'll be tuning
one.
In for that.
Yeah, it's the big one. It's the Clash of Titans, DC.
Yeah.
And they missed off there on your Wikipedia, your fine work in, what, you in Ramsey Nesbitt as well?
I was. I played the transsexual barmaid, Davina. In Ravsy Nesbitt, two operations down, one to go. Yeah.
As a kid, I remember I used to watch Drama-Rama. What happened in the Drama-Rama episode?
Drama-Rama. It was called The Secret of Croft Moor.
Yeah.
And it was about I had a cousin and his auntie who lived on a remote Scottish island.
See, this sounds like a Doctor Who episode.
It was a little bit.
By Russell.
Me and my sister and my dad came to the Croft. We were the city types,
yeah,
who came to bring them from their Croft because they'd run out of money and they had to come and live with us in Edinburgh. But we discovered ghosts living in the Croft, and they showed us where an amulet was hidden in a wall, and we got the amulet and sold it to the museum for thousands of pounds, and everyone got to live happily ever after.
Kind of like Heidi / The Hobbit.
Yes, that's right. And what a natural combination that is as well.
I've always thought so.
What was your first was that your first TV
it
gig?
It was, yeah.
Really?
I was
Did
16.
You get paid or anything?
Oh, yeah. I was 16 and it got me my equity card.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And so you've got a busy year. Congratulations on the engagement. That's fantastic news.
Okay.
And how do you keep it quiet? You wandering into Argos to pick something up for the Elizabeth Duke range, suddenly it's going to be everywhere. Did you make it yourself?
I keep my that side of life very under wraps, Christian,
it's
as well,
good.
You know.
You wait, you've got another 20 minutes. So tell us all. Spill us all by 10:30.
Or we'll just be chatting to each other.
Yeah.
And David will be sitting back in his
very
chair.
Quiet. But for the webcam, you wouldn't know I was here.
It's like, I'll chip in if anything said I can reply to.
And announced over Christmas, you're going to be doing some more work with Catherine Tate.
Yes.
Right? You're going to do Much Ado.
We're going to do Much Ado About Nothing in the West End, yeah.
And how long for?
I think it's a 16-week run, I think.
So how many performances is that a week? Is that not like hard?
Seven
work?
A week.
Now,
yeah.
Are you going to do the full run? Because you remember last time when, didn't you?
I'll see how that goes. To be
put
honest,
a hamstring, whatever, you stub your toe, and you
well,
were like, "That's
know,
it, I'm out of here."
After a couple of weeks, I'm kind of done. So then I'll you know, magic up some kind of injury.
These chairs are orthopedic, by the way. So yes. You're all right for now.
You joke. He had an operation on his back.
I know. Did. I'll show you the scar.
No, we're right. Actually, we're on the red button service.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll crash it.
You'll be zoom in on that.
You get your scar out, DT.
Yeah.
And how did they, because I spoke to you before Christmas, and I know you were doing the Busby Babes
I was,
movie.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was great, I think. I mean, you never know till it's done. But we filmed in Newcastle up to Christmas, the story of...
Is this a BBC movie?
Yeah, BBC Films.
Called United. Yeah.
About the Manchester United and the Munich air crash in 1958.
Which is a tragic story, but an amazing sports story.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
The trouble was, we were filming in Newcastle before Christmas. You might remember there's a bit of snow.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Fresh up there.
And we're filming something about football, so you do need to the odd bit of grass. So we had to come back to it this week. We finished it this week.
And do you know much about football?
I'm not a huge football fan.
Yeah,
no.
But you're an actor, so what did you have to do? Sort of read all the books?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you playing in it?
I played Jimmy Murphy, who was the assistant manager, the coach, essentially, who, when the plane went down, he wasn't on the plane.
Yeah.
But Matt Busby was,
yep.
and obviously several of the team were. And it was down to Jimmy to put the team back together and make sure they got out on the pitch and that the team could continue. So he's a bit of an unsung hero of the whole story, actually. So it's about him, and it's also about Bobby Charlton, who survived the crash, you know, who with Jimmy's encouragement played again.
Can you explain the offside rule?
I can, but I worry our female listeners wouldn't understand.
That's irony.
Yes, that's irony. Thank you.
Those are the views of David Tennant. Now, tell us about Decoy Bride, because there are a lot of people staying up right now all over the world in America, and they want to know about your new stuff and projects that you've got coming out.
Decoy Bride comes out sometime this year, and it's a romantic comedy.
What do you mean sometime this year?
Well, because we did some photo shoot for it yesterday. Nobody knows when it's coming out, but it's looking good. I saw a little bit yesterday. It looks great.
So what's the premise again?
Do we
need to get IMDb up to help you?
Thumbnail. I play James Arbour, who's a best-selling author.
Yeah.
Who's got together with the world's biggest movie star.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get married.
How did you meet?
Well, I'm a best-selling author, so we met, I don't know, on Letterman.
Like
something.
An author party, or
exactly, yeah,
an author chat room.
Yeah. We're going to get married, but we're trying to get married in private, out of the gaze of the paparazzi. And in doing that, we employ someone to be a decoy bride, hence the title.
Hello, Oscars.
Yes.
Next year, decoy bride.
And after much hilarity, we end up, well, you'll see. You can figure out what happens.
This is like art imitating life, though. Substitute, you know, popular actor for best-selling author.
Yeah. Have you seen The King's Speech?
I have, yeah.
Isn't that a great movie?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What's the state, though? Because if I get this right, then that movie is an independent British movie.
It is, yes.
And are there many of those made these days? Is that a small, struggling industry?
It's always a struggle to get it made.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a few, and there's different levels of, you know, some are made literally for no money. This one was made on a budget that was tight, but everyone got paid. It was a proper gig.
Yeah.
But there's all, you know, films are made through a lot of goodwill and sort of...
Where do they get financing from? Because there should be such a big movie industry now, because we have so many great actors like yourself and so many to try and then find work in America and get work on, like, these brilliant TV shows over there now. But then, you know, we should have like The King's Speech is such a brilliant old-fashioned movie, of a great story, and then a cast of... It's like a who's who.
Yeah.
But actually, Timothy Spall's fantastic in it as well.
I suppose it's just... The ones that make money are rarer than the ones that don't, so it's always a gamble, so it's always going to be difficult to get those funds pulled together. But obviously when it works, something like The King's Speech is such a huge, wonderful thing for the whole country, I guess.
Do you think he'll get the Oscar, Conor Farrell?
I think it's looking quite likely, isn't it? I mean, I'm not on the committee.
You watch it and almost think, who else after that?
Yeah.
I think the only other guy they're saying might get it is James Franco.
I haven't seen that film, but...
He chews his arm off, doesn't he?
He chews his arm off.
Did you not just want them to do a Churchill film with Timothy Spall after you finish watching it? Because his little bits are just amazing.
But with a funny Scottish psychic, David Tennant.
Hello!
Like a bumbling kind of assistant or something like that.
Basically, the Oscar's going to go to a missing limb or a speech impediment, isn't it? It's just which one.
It's got to be. You can't be an entirely whole human being to win an Oscar.
Okay, we'll come back with our guest this morning, David Tennant. Let's get the latest travel news now on 5 Live with Louise Pepper.